listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about two kinds of power, and I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. The first of the apostles had just been martyred a few verses before this in Acts chapter 12. This was James, who was one of the closest companions of Jesus, one of the three, Peter, James, and John. Yet Herod, after killing James, was not satisfied. Herod saw his approval ratings going up in the opinion polls, and he thought that they might go up even more if he killed Peter. So Peter was kept in prison, ready to be executed. Herod was nobody's fool. He knew that the apostles were famous for mysterious jail escapes. Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 21 is a good example of one. It says there, and I'm just paraphrasing from some of these verses, "Then the high priest rose up and all those who were with him, and they were filled with indignation and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out." So, in light of that, Herod took no chances. He gave four squads of soldiers the job to guard Peter. Herod also chained Peter between two soldiers. Normally, a maximum security prisoner would be chained to one soldier. Herod gave Peter two. So, Herod had his soldiers and his prisons, but the church had the power of prayer. The outcome of the contest between those two would be decided easily. The prison was shut up securely. But when every other gate is shut and locked, the gate to heaven is wide open. The church took advantage of the open gate to heaven through their earnest prayers. Most remarkably, Acts chapter 12 shows us that Peter showed no signs of anxiety. He was able to sleep soundly on what seemed to be the last night before his execution. Peter could do this because he had something stronger than the best gates, the best guards, the best chains. Peter had the promise of God in John chapter 21, verse 18. Jesus had told Peter about his death, "When you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." You see, Peter could reason through this like this: "Jesus promised me that I would not die for him until I am old. It's only been a few years since he said that, and I'm not really old yet. So this is not my time. I may as well get a good night's sleep." So the power of God he trusted was greater than all of Herod's power. When we have a genuine trust in God's promises, it brings a peace that passes understanding in our lives. Are you stressed? Are you worried? Are you filled with anxiety about things? Then one way to address this is to get your eyes off of your circumstances and fix your eyes on the promises that God has made. Then you can be peaceful enough to sleep, even in the most desperate times. Remember, God's promise for you today, Psalm 127, verse 2, "God gives his beloved sleep."
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.